So let's look at the business structure of a sole trader. So a sole trader, these are businesses that are opened and managed by one person. So how is a sole trader formed? So anybody can set up a sole trader if they're going to use their own name. So if they're going to use their own name, you will not have to register with the company registration office. You can trade in your own name as a sole trader, and then you might have to, you must register them for tax, so making sure you're paying your correct tax, especially VAT and corporation tax. Ownership then, so the majority of the business is owned by the person who sets it up. How they manage it and finance it then, so all the decisions they'll make to themselves, they'll decide what hours they're going to work, they'll decide what jobs they're going to take on, they'll decide if they're going on weekends or not, or if they're going to take a holiday next week. And raising finance for expansion can be difficult. So if you're working on your own, you're going to finance the company from the jobs that you have or any savings that you have. So it might be very hard to raise extra finance. Profit and risk then. So the sole trader gets to keep all the money that they make. So any profit they get is going to be theirs. But they have to pay income tax on earnings. So they'll have to do a self-assessment return each year to make sure that their tax on their earnings is correct. A sole trader has unlimited liability, which is very, very important. That term, unlimited liability, this means that if they can't pay back a debt, that they can lose their personal assets, which can be sold to pay back the money. So unlimited liability means that you can lose personal assets to pay back a debt, like your house or a car.